The best of Big Rick in the morning.
Hey, Sienna, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, if I was any better, Sienna, I'd be twins right now.
You'd be twins.
That always catches everybody off guard. Hey, you've got this new movie, Wonder Darkly. Is that the name of it, right?
Yeah, that's the name.
And tell us a little bit about this. I mean, I was reading some of the info they sent about the movie, and the question that popped up in my mind was, what happens when you die? And that's kind of what this movie it sounds like it's going to be. Is that right or no?
Well, I mean, there's a woman who, my character, she gets into a car accident and she's not sure whether she survived it or whether she died. She's very disorientated and confused. And the movie is really romantic. It's sort of really centers around this couple, and they get to go back to the beginning of their relationship together and notice the moments where they went wrong. And they're kind of on a journey looking at their entire past with one another. It's surreal, and it deals with the big existential issues of like life after death and love and losing love and the breakdown of relationships and the rebuilding of them. And I think you're left with something that really is, it's really poignant. It's really heartfelt, and I think life affirming at the end.
Sounds like a really deep and heavy film. How do you prepare yourself to act in this type of film? What kind of preparation does that take?
You know, I spent a lot of time looking at what happens in, you know, post-trauma. Many people get a kind of amnesia or can live in this state where they're completely confused. So I spent time with that. And then I really just leant on the script. I just imagined my way into something. How would this actually feel if I was actually this woman and these things happened? And I think because I have a kind of empath, you know, radically empathic personality, it's not difficult for me to imagine my way in and feel on behalf of someone else. And I think that that's probably the place that I tap into.
I've got Sienna Miller on the line with us. You know, I overheard you talking to another interviewee moments ago, and he made a joke about you do a lot of serious and heavy movies. When's a comedy going to come? And if you could do a comedy, who would you do it with?
Oh, that's tricky. I have to think about it. I mean, Will Ferrell, I think, is hysterical. I would love to do something with him. Tiffany Haddish, she cracks me up. I love those quirky comedies, those Wes Anderson movies that are so funny, mm-hmm. but also have that, they're just sort of real characters. I think I'm really interested in characters, but I agree with you. I think I've definitely explored every realm of grief, and I'm looking forward to something more upbeat.
Okay, I've got a follow-up question to that. If you could pick a comedy to remake, what would it be?
Oh my God, you're putting me on the spot. Let me think. I can't think of Some Like It Hot, but I wouldn't dare play a Marilyn Monroe part. I can't think. Funny, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay. Well, you know, let me ask you this. I'm a parent myself. You know, juggling a career and being a parent is always a challenge. You know, what do you like better, being a parent or being an actress? If you could choose one, which would it be?
I would be a parent. She's the most important thing to me in the world, my daughter. But it's wonderful to be able to have a career where I can have intense periods of work. And then, you know, I haven't actually shot a film for a year. So she gets kind of intensity. I'm either hardworking or I'm with her all the time. And it's kind of a fun world for a kid. You know, she loves hanging out on the set and dressing up, and she gets to be around my place of work. So it's not all bad.
Has she asked mom, hey, you know, can I be an actress someday? Is she going to follow in your footsteps?
If I was to bet on it, I'd say she definitely has that kind of temperament. But right now she's not interested in it at all. She wants to be a singer at the moment.
Gotcha. You know, my son keeps telling me he wants to do radio, and I'm like, son, I hope you set your bar much higher than that. It's a joke I make with him. Well, tell us real quick when Wonder Darkly is going to be out, all the details on where they can find this movie. And I think I have what I'm going to be doing on my Friday night tonight.
So I'm glad to hear you say that. It's out today, December the 11th, and it's available on demand. So streaming platforms like Amazon, Apple, and then just regular on demand.
Get Sienna Miller on the line. We've got just about another minute with you or so. Can you tell us real quick who else is in this movie, and maybe tell us a little bit about the cast that's working around you?
My co-star who plays my husband is an amazing actor, Diego Luna, who is fantastic in everything. He's also in Star Wars, so he has a huge fan base. And he is wonderful and so kind. And then we have an amazing supporting cast, Beth Grant. I mean, this film is really, it really does center around those two characters. He's a fantastic man. I love him.
All right, Sienna Miller joining us. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. The new movie, Wonder Darkly, out on demand and on streaming platforms today. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Rick.
Big Rick in the Morning, weekdays 6 to 9 on Corn Country 100.3 and Best Of Updates at corncountry.com.